And hello, everybody. It is Monday, insane day. Yes, it is. This is a crazy time to be alive. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson. We're about to get live into a whole bunch of information, a whole bunch of topics that the liberal left cannot stand. They hate to hear the truth. That's why they get so triggered. Riding with me, of course, my producer, Shannon. We're going to rock at the house tonight. We're going to tell you information again that the left get triggered on. So join us. Thank you so much for being here. So what's going on, Shannon? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a restful Thanksgiving, which is perfect for me.
It was perfect for you?
Yeah.
I got to chillax. I actually did a lot of vegetation. I became, people were walking by me and they didn't even see me. And I was on the couch because I became one with the couch.
Sometimes you need that break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool. It was some good downtime. I needed some rest.
Yeah. And of course I cooked, for Thanksgiving, and I'm kind of old fashioned. My mom taught me that the best dishes are made from scratch. So I made everything, desserts, everything from scratch. It just tastes better. It's healthier for you. And I enjoy doing it. It's one way that I show people how I love them and I'm thankful for them.
Well, I can say I did eat just a tad bit too much.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit.
Everybody does, though.
Just a tad bit.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit.
Not a lot. You know what I liked about this year is the fact that all the stores, for the most part, were closed on Thanksgiving Day. I like us going back to that because, there's no reason for us to rush out and start shopping on a day where we're supposed to be taking it easy and being thankful for the country that we live in.
Yeah. Well, I think, the stores were probably closed because they didn't want to get, robbed again.
Which crime is an issue right now?
Yeah, it's a major issue.
Either way, I didn't even do Black Friday shopping. I'm not one of those people that goes out and fights for anything. I really could care less. If it's that important to you, you can have it.
Interesting. Interesting because I didn't see a lot of videos where, most of the time there's videos where people out there fighting, for this material stuff, and out there fighting one another. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. Well, there may have been some, but not like it has been in the past. Yeah. Maybe
that was like one of the highlights of Black Friday is to see all
the fighting,
the highlights,
the fighting. Yeah. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Let's get ready to rumble. But anyway, let's get on with it. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. The world is still turning and we still have crazy, crazy leftists on the planet. Now, this first story that we're going to get into is that I'm pretty sure many of you are aware. I did a video on Facebook talking about what the instance that took place in Colorado. And I had to make sure I was completely clear about it, that the instance that took place in Colorado with the violence, the gun violence, 6 people dead in a nightclub, and it happened to be a gay club. And I was completely clear that I never support any of this violence. I'm completely against the violence, and no matter who is against or who's towards, I'm against it. Right now, that these people live in this sinful lifestyle, I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to go around and start bashing heads because that's not what you should do. And by doing that, you only give the left what they want. See, they want us as conservative Christians to be violent. They want us to act up. They want to say, look, these Christians, look how they're doing. And you know what, Shannon, in the video, I actually showed and I exposed exactly how they're targeting Christians today and saying that Christians are the problem. They're actually saying this, and they're saying because of Christians that people are getting attacked when they live sodomy lifestyles, which that is 100% not true.
None of these shooters have ever been proven to be Christians.
But they're
in fact, they're always proven to be something else. They're sick. They're liberal. I mean, just like this one guy that came out that did the shooting, supposedly he's a non-binary type person. And of course, once that came out, everybody's like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not
the narrative that we were trying to push here.
Yeah, he's not non-binary. That's a man. And I was like, what? So now all of a sudden they know what a man is.
And they know
how does that work?
And all of a sudden they know who he is.
They know everything about him.
Yeah, like all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, okay. They know that it was a Christian conservative. It's
Republican.
It's all these bad things. And then it always comes out that's completely different. But the sad thing is they've already sold their base on who did it.
Yeah, they already put the false story out there. The disinformation, the misinformation, however you want to look at it. They already put it out there. They jumped out there immediately to get everyone to believe that it's right-wingers going to a gay nightclub and doing this horrific crime, which to find out was a total lie. And then when the lawyer came out and said he's non-binary and he wants to be labeled as he them or she her, whatever it wanted, right?
I don't know.
But anyways, that's when the left kicked in and say he's lying, he's a man. And then they had this trans dude go on a dude trying to act like a woman. He goes on CNN and saying, there's no way that he can be a woman one day and a man the next day. Right. Because he's man today. He's a man tomorrow. Just like this dude on there with a wig. Or I guess it was a wig, but he had his makeup on everything, trying to look like a woman.
But he totally looked like a dude. With long
yeah.
Hair
he's a look like a dude. And when you listen to him talking like, dude, really? So, you know, and I have to be clear about it, too. Like, if he wants to dress up like that and do that, I mean, okay, whatever. But when it comes to children, that's when it becomes a problem.
Well, and the fact that they're trying to sell us something that's not true, they're trying to say, hey, listen, yeah, this guy is really this when he's really not, that's frustrating.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, they got caught in their lie. And then, of course, they had to go out and try to, you know, fight it. And like I said, mentioned a second ago, all of a sudden, the left, the liberal media, they know what a man is.
I pretty much felt like the story just fell on its face.
Well, it's
like you don't even really hear about it anymore.
It's kind of like the whole Nancy Pelosi, you know, Paul Pelosi getting hammered. You remember? Nancy! He was running around, where's Nancy? Like, really? I mean, the story has so many holes in it. And it said it was a right-wing Republican that was living in a bus that had a sodomy flag outside of it and a BLM sign on the inside. But he was a right-winger.
And the one reporter that came out that actually gave a story that the actual police officer told him, all of a sudden has disappeared and is nowhere to be found.
Suspended. The producer, the reporter, all of them been silenced. Yep. And you notice they're not even talking about that story any longer.
Well, they're talking about him being gone and just missing, and they don't know where he's at.
I'm talking about Paul Pelosi, the whole thing. Like, they kind of like let the story just fizzle away.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what they did. Let the story fizzle away. Like the whole thing in Colorado, let it fizzle away. But you know what the new thing now is that they're trying to say that as conservative Christians talking about these people that's trying to groom children, they're saying that that is inciting violence. By saying the word groomer, that's inciting violence according to the left. Now, it's only the left that's trying to groom children. It's not conservative Christians, because we don't believe that children should be sexualized. Listen to this female, and this is out of Canada, which is completely, you know, Canada is like on a borderline total communist. They got Trudeau there, and I don't know why they keep putting Trudeau there. I mean, probably because there's, you know, stupid people in Canada, but there are good people in Canada. But listen to this lady here out of Canada as she talks about a grown man with his junk all hanging out reading to children. Like, it's okay. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, we should.
How is
that
a human being dressing how they want to dress, sexualizing anything? It's a human body. Why is that a sexual thing?
So you
thing?
Think adults should be able to wear whatever they want in front
sure.
of children?
Sure.
So
Canadians are really uptight. They go to sure. Why not? It's a body. It's a human body. Why not?
So
it's a human body.
Should we have naked men reading to little kids?
Sure. It's a human body.
Oh, okay.
Naked men reading to kids, and she goes, "Sure, it's a human body." What?
That's so disgusting.
What? I mean, it's just the thought of it. You know, these They are perverted. No matter how you look at it, these are pedophiles, are perverted. Imagine a man walking up and down, twitching his butt cheeks and his stuff just swinging, and kids are looking at it. And then the adults give them money to go put in the G-string. It doesn't, I mean, come on. What is really going on here, right?
Another problem is they twist these drag queen library time, they make it sound like they're just sitting there reading a book, which, well, we have seen proof and video after video after video that that's not simply what they're doing at these library times. They're dancing, they're twerking, they're doing all these kind of sexual moves and their drag queen performance in front of these children. And I can't even imagine as a child, I think I would be traumatized if I saw a naked man reading a book to me. I don't even think I could focus on the story. I think I would be like, what is happening right now?
Well, that's the point. They don't want them to actually focus in on the story.
We treat our children humility to cover themselves up, to, you know, just to have morals.
Self-esteem, self-respect.
Yeah, self-respect is really good.
We do that, right? That's what you're supposed to instill into your child, into the children of our society. We're supposed to instill that into them. They're removing that element.
And let me ask you something, Will. If you and I were growing up, or when we were growing up, if we ever went to anything where a man exposed himself, what would happen?
They would call the cops.
Oh, yeah, they would.
They would call the cops, and immediately the cops would come. Well, you know,
rightfully so.
Rightfully so. And they would come in, they would arrest that person for exposing himself. When I was in Minnesota, there was a guy. So I went to this event, and there were street preachers on one side of the street, and they were having a dragon queen event on the other side of the street. And, you know, me being who I am, I take my camera and I go on the side with these evil people, and I'm just talking to my camera, and they don't like what I'm saying. But the point was, is that at the Dragon Queen event, these people are justifying bringing their kids to this event, showing up for it. And this guy went over to the Christian side, and he turned and looked at him, and he dropped his pants, Shannon, and mooned him. Now, you know, when you were kids, people laughed at stuff like that. But out in the public, right there on the street, cops on the one side, and the interesting thing, the cops were on the side with the people that support pedophilia. They weren't even on the side with the Christians. None of the cops are on that side, but they were on the other side. This guy went from the side with the pedophiles and mooned the Christians. And then when he walked back over to the pedophiles, they arrested him.
You know, I have to say this. I'm a grown adult, and I don't even want to see it.
Yeah, he mooned him.
I mean, I don't want to see.
He straight up mooned him.
I just do not want to see it.
He was mooning him. And you know what? It didn't have a tan. He straight up mooned him. Okay, but anyways.
Yeah, anyways,
so listen to, I want to share something else with you too. And this was put together by Breitbart. So I want to give kudos and props out to Breitbart for putting this collage of videos together, expressing how the left, they're calling it violence. If you say that these people are targeting, or if you say that they're grooming children, if you even just say they're grooming children, they associate that with pedophilia because that's what they're doing. These sick adults. They're trying to convince children that this homosexual lifestyle is a lifestyle that they want to be and what they should be in, and they should be embracing
and
it. That's grooming
them
for when they get older to be in that lifestyle.
Yeah, now keep in mind all the videos we've shown kids at drag queen luncheons where they're handing out sexual toys afterwards.
Yep.
We have them on stage and parents putting their children on stage with these people that are doing very provocative dances. Let me tell you something. Those drag queen shows, I've been to them. I've seen them when I was younger.
You've been to them?
I went to a
You
club.
Went to a dragon queen
I went to
event?
A club.
I had no idea. You've never told me that.
And I lived in Little Rock. They had a drag queen show in the back
You went to a dragon queen show.
Right, right.
You keep saying drag. Dragon.
Well, you call it dragon, but the proper term is
dragon. It's dragon. Yeah,
anyways. And the whole thing is they act like a female. It's mostly males, of course. It's all men.
It's men
acting like women. Acting like, I don't.
But women no don't man, act that way.
No woman gets on there does a drag king. There's no such thing as that.
But women don't act this way.
But they do very provocative dances. It is very sexual.
Right, but do women act this way?
No.
I don't ever recall. Even at strip clubs, women don't act like that. They don't act like that. Women don't act like that. These are perverted people. Women only act like that because it was
a bachelorette party and they're like, oh, let's go back here.
Oh, it was a bachelorette party. Yeah, and then they had a dragon queen event at the bachelorette
party. And they thought it was funny, you know, so they went back there and I was like, okay.
I actually
was very uncomfortable because it was, you know, this was.
How many years ago was this?
This was like 27 years ago.
27 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I remember them doing it during that time too, and they were, you know, just kind of like, oh, these men would dress up like that, and at that time, people was like, okay, they're doing it for like entertainment purposes, kind of type
it
deal.
Yeah,
but I never went to them. Yes, Will Johnson never went to a dragon queen event, and I don't ever plan on going.
Now you don't have to go anywhere; it's just all over Twitter. Oh,
Twitter is like really crazy with all of it. But anyways, listen to this collage of video. It's not really long, but listen to what they're saying in this video. Because if you call one of these people that's in the LMNOP community a groomer, they're saying that you're inciting violence. Why? Because it hits them to their core and they want to be violent towards you. Listen to this.
Term groomer is an age-old vulgar stereotype that LGBTQ people and their allies are pedophiles.
This age-old groomer trope.
This fear campaign calling us groomers like DeSantis did. I mean, please give me a break.
I am personally called a groomer every single day.
She's using words like groomers. Right, which insinuates something that potentially could lead people to violence.
When you objectify them and call everyone who's gay a pedophile that's grooming our children, violence happens.
Do you hear that? Did you hear that? I had to stop it right there. Listen to, I'm going to play it one more time and I'm going to let it continue. Listen to how she said that, right? And this is exactly the point. When you call them groomers, when they're grooming children, she's just sit there and said that it calls for violence. So they're calling for people to be violent towards you if you call them a groomer. It's like you can't even make this stuff up,
people. I think she means the opposite. I think she's saying that when you call someone a groomer, you're causing violence on that person because you automatically attach the pedophilia.
But conservative Christians are not going to be violent towards them.
I'm just saying
Republicans are not going to be violent towards them. Now, if one of these pedophiles touch a conservative Christian's child, they're going to get handled.
It's the narrative that they're trying to create. They're
making the word groomer associated with violence.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Listen.
When you objectify them and call everyone who's gay a pedophile that's grooming our children, violence happens.
Words like groomer, even if the person saying that doesn't actually think, oh, I want this person to kill someone, they know by now, Scott, you know by now that by using that term, that is an insightful term.
We've had local leaders stirring up all sorts of false narratives about abuse of children and grooming of children.
Supposed leaders in our community calling our community members groomers.
We've heard some people, some elected officials, you know, talking about pedophilia, grooming, demonizing trans people.
When you're accusing someone of being a groomer, you are essentially accusing them of being complicit in pedophilia. And so you have the governor's office of the third largest state in our union calling anyone who supports the idea that families with two moms should be acknowledged and recognized alongside everyone else's a pedophile. That's an age-old trope that has long been used to justify discrimination and violence against LGBTQ people. That same language has been used to block us from becoming teachers. It's also been used to carry out acts of violence against people.
Now, you know, this happening, right? They're justifying them being able to target children. Not a single one of them saying that we should not be teaching this to children.
See, and that's my whole thing. You can't tell me that all the LGBT people are not for them teaching about LGBT in
school. No, they're not, because some of them actually said it, right?
Right. They want to teach it in school. So therefore, that is where the grooming comes in. Let me read you the definition of grooming. It's when somebody builds a relationship, trust, or emotional connection with a child or a young person so they can manipulate, exploit, and abuse them. Well, we've seen teacher after teacher after teacher on Twitter.
Thanks to Libs, of TikTok.
Talking about how they literally create this trust.
Yes.
Emotional connection.
Yes.
Right? Which is all in the definition of being a groomer.
Yes.
We've also had parents that once we went into COVID and lockdown, all of a sudden, all these parents found out where their child was literally being groomed.
Yeah.
In school.
And the kids were like, mommy, I don't want to go back to school because right. I don't feel comfortable.
Right. And so it came out, one particular story was in California, and they were the school district, what, you know, the parents went after them, and the teacher ended up losing their job. But listen, we know it happens. And so they have to take on some responsibility. If the LGBT community as a whole, instead of pushing the LGBT, which is a sexual lifestyle,
right.
Right. If they weren't pushing that onto children, that description would not be put on.
But some people say it's not a sexual lifestyle, but at the core of it, it's a man being with laying down with another man.
Let me tell you something. Every single thing that they do talking about the LGBT ends up in some kind of a sexual situation.
Yeah.
The books that people literally talk about the sexual acts in the LGBT
sexual intercourse,
community.
The way they're doing
right.
it. Yes.
They talk about the kissing and the emotional and physical connection of the LGBT community. So the pride parades are all about sexual, you know, situations.
Yes.
And they wear these sexual
costumes. I remember one time I was when I was living in California, I went to San Francisco. There was a basketball game going on there. I used to be a part of like a basketball team, and I would go and go to the games. I remember one year it was really interesting because I was driving and I had to drop the kids off because I couldn't go in because there was no parking. You know, San Francisco is terrible. So I just kind of like rode around until the game was over with. I couldn't watch the game. It was kind of disappointing. But the thing was, I was riding around and it just happened the same day they had this pride parade and the men were walking around, the junk hanging out, women, the breasts were hanging out. And I'm like, now I remember. Okay. This is San Francisco. So it's completely disgusting.
We have a phone call. You want to take the phone call?
Yep. Let's take the caller. Got Craig from Texas. Hey, Craig, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, how you doing today, sir?
Man, you know, it's Monday, insane day. And all this stuff is crazy.
It is.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy.
I was just standing in line here at the pharmacy picking up medicine and stuff, and I had to get a little bit of ground beef. You know, 1 pound ground beef now is $12.
Oh,
it's just
goodness.
Getting insane. I don't know how much longer, Will, like, the country's going to be able to take this. I mean, like, the gas prices and the diesel are coming down, but they're getting us other places. I saw some fish in the supermarket too. It was a 1.5 pound fish. I didn't see what kind it was, but it was $15 for 1 pound.
I believe it.
Fish.
It's probably salmon.
I believe it. Yeah,
salmon's ridiculous right now.
Yeah, salmon. Depending on, I guess, the type of salmon too, it can be between 1 pound for $15 to $16. Because I took a picture of it. 2 pound salmon was $32. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, the reason why I really called in today, Will, was because I noticed, like, I'm not able to get your notifications anymore, and I can't even share your content anymore. Like, you know, you always tell us to share your video, and, you know, we try to, but I don't even get your notifications anymore. I got to, like, try to find you at 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night whenever I think you're going live.
You know what? There's a lot of people been saying
yeah,
that. Have you by chance... I know you're talking about Facebook. Have you by chance gone on there and just look at the notification settings that they have for you when you go to my page?
No, I have not.
Yeah, take a look at it, because I've noticed some people saying, yeah, they turned the notifications off for me. And I'm like, I didn't do it. So someone at Facebook is like going through all of the people that's connected to my page. And they're like, okay, let's turn it off for this person, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. So they're just turning it off, you know?
Yeah, and we appreciate you, Craig, going to look for Will. That's the, really what we're telling people. In order to fight the censorship, we're asking people, hey, Will goes on every night, 9 p.m. Central Time, send a notification on your phone, and actually intentfully go watch him, just like you do Tucker and all the other shows, because they just are not sending out notifications.
Yeah.
Right. Well, anyways, so on to the White House or whatever. I know, Will, I know you have your opinions and your thoughts about McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have nothing negative to say about McCarthy, because I've only been kind of keeping my eye on him, for the last 2 or 3 years or so. He hasn't really said anything that makes me think that he's a rhino so far. But based on what you've said, you know, because I really like Rand Paul, too. But, you know, there's been videos that I've seen Rand Paul in a couple years ago. You know, he seems like he's, you know, Rand Paul's on our side, but, you know, that he was going along with the Democrats on some of the stuff they were passing. Uh-huh. And it's like, I want to know who I can really trust, man, because I used to be a liberal. And as a liberal, I didn't like no one impeding on my rights. I didn't like being told what to do. And it seems like now it has reversed. It seems like now they want to be controlled. They want to be told what to do. They like this tyranny. I just don't understand it.
That's the conversation. No, you're absolutely.
That's the conversation that I was having with this guy standing in line. He's like, oh, are you waiting in this line for the pharmacy? He's like, well, you're going to be waiting a while because there's only one person working. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm used to the new normal. All the prices are double and triple. It takes 2 hours to get some. I mean, I told him, I said, because of all this BS that's going on, I'm social distancing even more from, like, this stupidness.
Yeah. But, you know, I completely understand. But let me say this. McCarthy, you know, I've listened to McCarthy years ago, and I've just kind of like been paying attention to what he's saying. Now, here lately, he's been saying positive stuff, because all this corruption, it has to come to an end at some point. And you're right. How much more can the country take? Right? How much more can we take?
And not only that, but Will, I went into business myself about a year ago, because if I'm being honest with you, I was forced to go into business for myself. I wasn't making enough money. Everything was doubling and tripling, but my pay wasn't doubling or tripling. So I, you know, went out on a limb, started my own business, and thank God, like, thank you, Jesus, that I've been successful with it, because I'm making 3 times what I used to make,
uh-huh.
You know, at my job. But what I'm saying is like, I know you never call for violence. I know you don't. But I think at some point we're going to have to stand up and get that way and get these people out.
You know what? Let me say this,
like,
Craig.
Like I said, Will, I used to be a liberal. So sometimes that liberal mindset still kind of, I just don't like this tyranny, man. I'm not going to go along with it. And if this stuff comes to my door, they're going to have a problem, because I'm not giving up my ghost.
And you know what? That's exactly where I was going to go to. And actually, I was talking to Shannon earlier. I said, you know, because you see what's happening over in China right now, right?
What, with the invasion with Taiwan or what?
Well, not the invasion of Taiwan, but the China, how the Chinese people
protests against protesting the COVID lockdowns.
Against the regime there, because of all the COVID lockdowns, especially after, I think, 11 people died in a burning building because of their COVID restrictions. Wow. They locked them in the building, and the building was on fire, and they wouldn't let them out. So 11 people died.
I have no idea.
Yeah, 11 people died. Wow. So there's millions of people in the streets in China right now. And then, of course, we have the Biden regime not even really saying much about it. But the people were out protesting. You don't see that here in America protesting. Too. Yeah, in Brazil, they're protesting because of the fraudulent election that took place. We don't see that here in America. It's going to happen here in America, Craig, when the Biden regime and the Democrats come and say, okay, you can no longer have firearms to protect yourself. Then, only then, we're going to see it. And that's the only reason why they haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I know. And just the problem with the digital currency, there's just a lot of stuff that this, President Trump really opened my eyes. You know, like, I thought I was a Democrat, and I'm sorry that I ever was. I should have never voted for these people. But the more I looked at it, okay, the Democrats want to take away guns. I like my guns. They want to get rid of God. I like God. It's just the more I paid attention, the more I realized the Democrats were not for me. They're not for the people.
Yeah.
For the people. That's actually the best. Yeah. That's the best description. They're for big government.
They're for the world. They're for world government. They're for the world.
Yeah. Government. Or they're for whoever wants to go, whoever wants to go along with their demonized ways.
Yes. Yes. 100%. 100%. And you know, it's just a really, really, really crazy time to be alive. It's just really a crazy time. And I've always said this, people need to get ready. You need to buckle up because they're trying to push it hard to get rid of firearms altogether, just like the communists have done in the past. So, well, hey, Greg.
Well,
are you still in line?
Yeah. I'm still here. I just, where's Mitch McConnell from? I don't like him either.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. I have my reservations about Lindsey Graham as well. I have my reservations about Dan Crenshaw. You know, of course, Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger. These people do not look out for the best interests of America.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell is actually from the same state as Rand Paul, Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky.
Yep.
Okay, I was thinking something, maybe Arizona or something, but
well, he's kind of got that draw, man. Though. He's kind of got that Kentucky,
a little bit
accent, a little bit, but yeah, he's a rhino. I don't care for him at all. I can't even believe that he got voted as minority leader again.
Yeah, when I first like kind of started watching this stuff, and I was watching Mitch McConnell, I thought, is he a Democrat? Like just by the stuff he was saying, I thought he was a Democrat. And then he's a Republican. Like what?
Yeah, yeah. No exactly, way. Exactly. It's bizarre.
Well, Will, don't stop the fight, man. Like I said, sooner or later, I think we are going to have to take to the streets. I mean, I hate to say that, but there's only so much people can take.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it doesn't come to that. I'm hoping that everybody in the country, I'm wishful thinking, okay? I'm hoping that people wake up, because you woke up. I used to be a Democrat too. Thank God I'm no longer one. So I completely can relate to what you're saying. But hopefully people can wake up. You did, I did. So there's still hope. So we got to fight for that and not for the violence, right? So,
yeah, and just some of this, well, everything they do really pisses me off, like removing the immigrants from the vineyard. I mean, those white liberals saying that they can't be there and all that, but they want them invading our state. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just too much hypocrisy in that party. No way.
100%, 100%. Well, hey, Craig, thanks so much for the call, as always.
You bet. Thank you for doing what you do, and keep it up, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, Shannon, there's millions of people out there that's like Craig.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes we feel the same way, to be honest. I mean, sometimes you and I sit here and we go through all this stuff and we're like, what on earth?
Yeah.
How much more? What is, in fact, we have one story today that really got under my skin and we're going to talk about it here soon.
Let's go ahead and start it now.
Okay, you don't want to play that loud. Okay, we can go ahead and talk about it. So guess what happened? And I didn't hear about this until just today, but this is an article on Epoch Times. It talks about air marshals sound the alarm on border deployment, warn air travel is less safe. An air marshal group sounded the alarm on Monday that air travel is becoming less safe as marshals are being sent to the U.S. border.
Air marshals being sent to the U.S. So air marshals are not trained to work on the southern border. No. They're trained to, you know, be on an airplane, be incognito in case something breaks out. But now they're sending them to the southern border.
Yeah, listen to this, Will.
So wait a minute. Uh-huh. So you know, like when they get on the airplane, mm-hmm. they're just like sitting in the seat and they look like a passenger, act like a passenger, you know, probably looking at their phone, maybe reading a newspaper if they still do that, you know, just kind of like blending in. So when they go down to the southern border, are they going to put, you know, on, you know, are they going to walk across the border, blend in and look like illegals? I mean, how does it work? Because they're air marshals blend duties. In.
They're driving people to doctors, helping them get processed.
Oh, so
they're
this is part of it's part of that plan. So when the illegals come across because they need prescriptions, so they're going to take these agents and have them go run errands for them, dry cleaning, whatever it is that they need.
Exactly. Wow. Right. It says, this is what the Air Marshal National Council said today on Fox News. She said, we have been decimated. We have been depleted. We're on less than 1% of flights. these ground-based duties that are pulling us out of the sky to go to the border are demolishing our chances at stopping another 9/11 attack. Earlier this month, the Biden administration ordered the federal air marshals to start mandatory deployments to the southern border amid a surge in illegal immigration since early 2021, according to reports. An email sent by Tyrell Stevenson, a senior official in the Transportation Security Administration, issued a November 14th email notice that as part of the DHS wide effort, has been called upon to deploy air marshals to the southwest border. This is just crazy, Will. Says the deployment of the federal air marshals to execute a mission at the southwest border on the reimbursement basis is temporary. At the same time, our expert federal air marshal service workforce continues their important work to transportation security. Will, this is crazy. And the sad thing is she was reporting that they've actually had some instances. One passenger actually held another passenger by a razor to their neck this past week. And also there was one person that actually tried to get into the cockpit of a Southwest flare.
And there was, I don't know if this is related to one of those instances, but there was one that I saw to where a Southwest plane had to make an emergency landing in Little Rock, Arkansas, because of an instance that took place on the plane.
I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, and my thing is there's no thought process. There's no consequences to what they do. They could care less about now our airs are less safe. They could care less about 300 young people dying a day because of the fentanyl coming across the border. There are things that Biden actually could do.
Literally, he's not going to.
And he could do something. He could call a national invasion and bring the military to the border, but he will not do that. Instead, all they keep saying is they want to create asylum for all these people and they want them to become citizens. And
so they can immediately vote. So they can immediately. Let me say this. And I've said this so many times. You know, the left, they like chaos. They like violence. They like destruction. And think about it. The left, they would like to have another 9/11. They're already talking about, hey, this is like opening the doors. And think about it. We're sitting here talking about it right now that the airplanes are not guarded any longer because the Biden regime is removing the air marshals from the planes and sending them down to the southern border. So the terrorists are going, oh, wait a minute. Not only is the border open, but so are the airlines. We can go to the airlines and do destruction now again.
That's exactly what we were saying.
Thank you, Biden.
Let's go ahead and advertise this. Yes, right? Let's go ahead and advertise the fact that now we have less than 1% of our flights.
Less than 1%. That's huge. How many flights are there a day? That's huge.
And that's a good question.
Right? That's huge. Less than 1%. So the terrorists, like, wait a minute. Okay, so Biden is opening up for us again. And you know we don't, and they've already talked about the number of terrorists that have come into the United States of America, and they don't even know where they are. I think they've, since this year alone, I think they've caught almost 100, if not over 100 known terrorists now.
Oh, man. And you know what? Here's the thing.
How many flights are there a day? If you can look that up, because I'm just kind of curious. What is that number, right? Because if it's, let's just say it's 1,000 and they're saying it's less than 1%. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 airplanes now that's not even guarded. So we know it's more than 1,000. So on the average, how many planes are there? How many flights are there in a single day?
42,000.
42,000. And we're talking about...
That's just in America.
That's just in America.
Yeah, just...
Not internationally, but domestically, right?
Right.
So we're not even talking about 1%. Less than 1% of 40,000.
42,000.
42,000 flights. And we're talking about less than 1%.
Yeah.
That's not even four planes, right?
But you know what?
What is that? Maybe 400 planes?
Yeah, I wonder how they determine where those. That must be the flights coming out of like Chicago, New York.
No. Those are fine. They don't look at those. They're probably looking at the ones that's coming out of like Florida. you know, Arizona, or well, not Arizona, but Texas,
yeah.
You know, everywhere where, you know, America is still America, they're looking at them because that's where we need to concentrate on the white Republicans. That's the problem, I mean, according to the left.
I'm just really discouraged about the border because, listen, you know, last week we did a report on there's a steep incline of border agents committing suicide. Then we've had a couple of shootouts now. A couple of border patrols were killed in shootouts, I think, too, the other week. I mean, it's really escalating.
It is escalating.
And I'm sitting here thinking, and they're still wanting, listen to this, Will. Fauci still wants COVID to be considered a pandemic because 300 to 400 people are dying still every day of
you
COVID.
You said it wrong. Huh. Is plandemic.
Okay. And then, but here we have the same amount dying of fentanyl and they're silent
actually,
on that.
Actually, I think there's more fentanyl people dying from fentanyl every day. More fentanyl deaths than their gun violence, than the COVID.
Among young people.
Among
yes.
young people, just period.
18 to 25. More, actually.
Period, right? 300 a day. And you know, I think it was Jim Jordan saying if we had an airplane crashing like this with 300 people every day, they'd be like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Yeah, we need to
do something. There's an epidemic going on. But in this case, because the Democrats, they like the chaos, they need the violence, they need the destruction to take place. They don't want to stop the fentanyl. This is killing our children. This is killing, destroying our society. And for me to even be sitting there uttering these words is mind-blowing to me. Like, what? Who in their right mind would be okay with killing their own nation this way?
I mean, it's almost like we need to go down the border as citizens of the United States and start fighting for our own country.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what, but see,
that's calling for violence, which
as soon as American citizens do that, then they're going to say, okay, we need to arrest American citizens because they're trying to protect their land.
They're getting in the way of us.
Yeah, they're getting in the way. They're getting in the way.
But anyways, we got a phone call.
We got a phone call? Okay, let's go to Wendy from Georgia. Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Hey, Shannon.
Hey,
hey.
Them sending the U.S. Marshals, the people on the plane to the border, that's setting us up for a terror attack for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like it's his plan, the whole plan for Joe to really, really. Maybe it's going to be China. I don't know.
You know what, Wendy? I've been saying this for a while that because the Biden regime, Joe Biden, the whole Build Back Better, you know, that whole thing that he supposedly came up with, but he didn't, that came from the World Economic Forum. And they had on their website that they believe in tearing down the world economies and building it back better. Us having open borders, he's literally destroying our economy. That is the plan. So their plan is going the way they want it to. That's why they're not trying to stop the fentanyl. That's why they're not trying to stop the border crossing. And then they're going to take these marshals, the agents, and take them down to the border so they can run errands for illegal aliens. This is such an open, in our face teardown of the United States of America, and it's mind blowing to me. Hmm.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy. I hate it, and I'm fixing to have to go vote again, try to get Herschel in here in Georgia, because I don't want the warlock.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want the warlock either. Thank you for saying the warlock. he is a warlock. I mean, seriously, in talking about Georgia. One of the things that's really disturbing about Georgia, if they're successful, and I think they're going to, you know, that's how the Democrats have won. They cheat and they find it okay to cheat if they have to cheat to get what they want. And if they cheat here in this December 6th election and they put Warlock in there, that means that the Democrats will be able to override the U.S. Constitution. They'll be able to do away with the filibuster. They're going to stack the courts. They're going to do away with voter IDs, meaning that they're going to take it at the federal level and say no one has to use voter IDs throughout the entire nation, meaning they're going to undermine the U.S. Constitution. They're going to work to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to work to get rid of Electoral College. They're going to turn Puerto Rico and D.C. into a state to add four more senators. And you know they're going to be Democrats. So if they put Warlock in, we need to be on the lookout of America either going into a full-on physical civil war at some point, or America just completely collapsing.
Yeah, I hope that Kemp is really working to make sure that this election is fair. Because, you know, I don't know if you heard what happened in Maricopa County in Arizona, but, you know, there was a couple of precincts that say they would not certify the election because of certain mishaps that happened during the election. Well, the election board,
which is ran by Hobbs, right?
It's ran by Hobbs.
She's over the election.
And the guy that certifies it, he actually contributed to a campaign PAC for
Hobbs,
right? They all basically just overruled any objections that the GOP had, and they said that they are going to certify the 2020 election, meaning that Hobbs regardless, will win.
They're
going
to give it to Hobbs, regardless right. of the cheating or not. So we're praying that they don't do the same thing in Georgia.
Oh, man, yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't put Stacey Abrams in. I'm glad she lost.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you and me both. And I'm glad Stacey Abrams didn't make it. I'm glad that Beto, fake Mexican O'Rourke here in Texas didn't make it, you know. But they still did a lot of damage.
They still installed enough.
They've done enough damage to take this country down a path that you and I and millions of us never thought America would be on.
Thank God God's on our side and he's our stronghold.
Yes.
Amen. We just got to keep let him have our back. He's got to do what we can, even though we try.
Yep. And you know what? No matter what, however bad it gets, however ugly it gets with these demons, how they destroy our country, we just need to know through all the pain and the suffering that God will be with us the entire time, and we cannot let go of that because we already know how the story ends. So, hey, thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much for the call, and good luck.
All right.
Yep, we're watching Georgia for sure.
God bless. Take care.
Hey, listen to this, Will. This is another story that you and I kind of were talking about this morning, and that is that there's a taxpayer warning. The IRS obtaining records from third parties will trigger an audit on you if numbers don't match. So we know that in 2021, Biden passed the American Rescue Act. Along with that, they installed 87,000 new IRS
armed IRS agents, right?
And one of the major tax changes is that Americans who are paid through third-party companies are like Cash App, Venmo, PayPal will be triggered to give them the people that use their application a 1099-K. Now, traditionally, before 2022, the rule was that a worker had to receive more than 200 payments totaling over $20,000 for them to get a form from one of these companies, right?
Right. So $20,000 or 200 payments equaling $20,000.
Right, right.
And now it's what?
Now, listen to this. It's $600.
Just one single $600 or up to $600.
Right. So that, and the thing is, and here's part of the problem. They're trying to get an amendment. Because,
and it's just right before, and so this hasn't passed yet.
Yeah, it has passed.
It has passed.
Yes, it starts this year.
It starts this year.
Yeah.
It started this year.
Yes.
So Black Friday, where people are sending money to friends and family via Cash App, however you want to do it, you support somebody and they happen to get over $600 automatically, ding.
Right. So here's the problem. And you just brought it up. The problem is there's not some strong stipulations in there that take in consideration that some of those, the money moving around isn't for businesses or that the people aren't actually getting an income. So let's say, for example, last year I had a relative that came for Christmas. I bought the ticket and he reimbursed me, right? That reimbursement to me, he paid through Cash App. So it could look like he's paying me,
mm-hmm.
right? But he really didn't pay me. He really reimbursed me. Right. But But the thing is it will trigger a 1099 form. And if my numbers do not match up with their numbers, it automatically triggers an IRS audit.
So the
like
IRS,
a literal audit.
So now they have 87,000 armed IRS agents to go for each and one of these instances.
Right.
And they're just going to start attacking. So they're going to be really busy, basically. They're going to be really busy.
They're going to be extremely busy. And they say it's one of the worst things you could do is for the numbers not to match up. So,
and now all this, you know what? All of this plays right into the digital currency that they're pushing.
And here's my thing. How many people are going to go, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and claim that and pay taxes on it because I don't want to trigger an audit and I don't want to deal with it. And therefore, the government's going to get more money than they actually deserve. Because there's no way for you to stipulate what was actual income and what was reimbursement or something like that. So it's going to trigger an audit where you're going to have to prove it
this
IRS agent.
Because then you're going to have to go and say, well, look, I bought this ticket and it has paid me back for
it. Right. Isn't that ridiculous?
But there's even a bigger catch here. That's just to get them to start looking at you. When they look at that one instance.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? They're not going to stop there.
Right.
Oh, we need to keep looking to see what else we can find.
Yeah,
because
so let me ask you this.
If we find out that you did something else, we're going to get you on something because now we're here and we're armed.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this. Who is this going to actually impact more than anyone else?
Low income.
Low to middle class income.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's who it's going to impact.
Yeah.
Biden says he doesn't care about anyone under 400,000, but literally, this will impact almost every single person under 400,000.
Yes.
He's trying to get every single penny that he feels the government deserves in order to pay for their agenda. That's exactly what this is. This is big government at work.
Yeah. Well, Zelensky wants his money.
Well, Zelensky's saying, he's not the only one. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Will.
Zelensky is saying pay up.
And he is not the only one. So guess what happened today?
This was today.
Well, it's an article.
It's today. An article today.
Right. Let me find it here.
So this article with Zelensky or is this
an
article,
just an article
where we're paying
Biden
more money?
We're
the Biden regime.
Right.
Make sure we say it right. The Biden regime. Uh-huh. He's going to notify Congress of what?
Yes, this is on the Hill, and it says the Biden administration.
The Biden regime. See, I just told you.
Regime. Will and all his tags or his regime.
It is what it is. They just put that on there trying to be politically correct.
Okay. Notifies Congress. So Biden notifies Congress. He has approved $323 million arms sale to Finland.
$320 million.
Yeah. And this is a country that is right now seeking to become part of NATO. The administration approved the potential sale of 40 tactical missiles and 48 joint standoff weapons made by Raytheon, in addition to accompanying equipment, training, and support, the State Department said in a release. Finland, which shares a border with Russia, is in the process of joining NATO along with Sweden. Both countries sought to enter the alliance earlier this year. But guess what, Will? We haven't only given them money for their military, right? Now, keep in mind, Biden has done very little to build up our arsenal.
Right. They've actually tore it down.
Right.
They're actually tearing it down.
Right. So in February, we gave $6 billion worth of equipment to Ukraine and Poland, right? In July, the State Department approved a package of rocket system launchers for Estonia worth $500 million. Earlier this month, we gave Norway a record 500 million arms. And a few days later, the State Department approved 700 million for Switzerland, Lithuania. Oh my gosh. And Belgium. I don't know why it's a tongue tie for me right now. But I'm just saying, we're giving all this money to other countries. How's he going
to
fund it?
To build up their military.
He's funding it off of the taxpayers' back, the middle class and the lower class, literally.
So that's why the IRS needs to come in and start taxing everybody. And you know, Biden said that he wasn't going to raise taxes on anyone making, well, I think less than $400,000. He said he wasn't going to raise taxes. So instead of raising taxes, they'll just do an audit to come get taxes that you're already not paying. And that's how they're going to say, well, you weren't already paying it, so we're going to come get you this way. This is remarkable. This is, I'm telling y'all, we're seeing the downfall of America, and we're literally seeing it happen right before our eyes. So imagine, we're seeing this now. What's it going to be like for your children and your children's children? What's it going to be like if the United States of America continue down the path that is currently on? And I've said this before, what does it look like in 6 months from now?
I don't even know.
What does it look like? Because talking about another story, you had Adam Schiff with the whole January 6th committee.
I sure did.
And you know what? One thing, and listen to the corruption. Listen to the corruption. Adam's pencil neck Schiff said that they're going to remove, right? They're going to purge.
He used the word scrub.
Scrub actual data.
Evidence.
I guess Hillary Clinton's going to come in and help out on this department.
In the January 6th committee
before the Republicans take over, meaning that they actually have some evidence that show Nancy Pelosi was in the wrong, to show the Democrats were in the wrong. Mm-hmm. So they're going to scrub this information. So then that way the Republicans have no idea. Why in the world would you want to destroy evidence if you are sitting on something and you want to do what is just?
You know, it's crazy. So listen to this. This story is in the Epic Times. It says, Representative Adam Schiff says January 6th committee will scrub evidence before its final report. He said, yeah, it says outgoing House Intelligence Committee said the January 6th committee will have to scrub some evidence before its final report before Republicans take over the House in 2023. During an appearance on CNN's State of the Union on November 27th, Schiff asked by anchor Dana Bash about Representative Jim Jordan becoming chairman of the powerful House Judiciary Committee and about the fact that Jordan will go through the evidence you left out. You're saying that there won't be evidence that will not be made. You're saying that there won't be evidence that won't be made public. So he's saying we're going to make everything public, but
except for the evidence that they want to scrub.
Right. He said the evidence will all be made available. Schiff said, now we will have to make sure that we scrub the evidence before for personally identifiable information, that the evidence that we provide protects people's security. It doesn't put them at risk. So there are things that we are doing to have to do along those lines.
So they're going
to also rejected the claim that the House committee pandered too much to outgoing Liz Cheney. He said one former staffer told the Washington Post that people working for the committee became discouraged when they felt it had become a Cheney 2024 campaign. Bash told Schiff, but listen, so basically he's saying they're going to scrub people's information, who they talk to and stuff like that. And you know why they're going to do that, Will?
To protect Nancy Pelosi.
Because there's no such people.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff that they say, that they have whistleblowers and they said this and they say that, there's no such people.
And they want to protect Nancy Pelosi. Demons will protect demons.
How would that protect now, her?
Well, because there's information that they've been requesting about her dealings and all this.
Yeah.
And they're going to scrub that. They're like, we're going to scrub it.
She had knowledge before she that. Day
yeah. Like, what did she know? Action, when did correct. She know it? Why didn't she do certain things? Right. These are questions that they want to know. So with him actually sitting there saying that they're going to scrub it, don't you think that he's subpoenaed, don't you think he should have to listen, you know, come forward and talk about it? He's still a member of Congress, right?
Hey, listen.
Right?
If anybody didn't show up for one of their subpoenas, look what happened. I mean, they say that they're not cooperating. They villainized those people, said that they're terrible people and they have something to hide.
He should go to jail.
So listen to what he, how he reacts when he's asked if he would.
By Dana Bash, right?
Yeah, by Dana
Bash. If you are subpoenaed by Republicans when they take over, will you comply?
You know, we'll have to consider the validity of the subpoena.
The validity of the subpoena. What?
Yeah.
Well, if I don't think it's, you know, it's a valid reason, then no, I'm not going to.
See,
wow, the arrogance.
The arrogance. And you know what is fun? Yeah, they're saying, well, I'm going to determine if the subpoena they put on me is valid. What?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
You're right. It's just arrogance.
It's 100% arrogance.
It's disgusting.
At all levels. At all levels. Yeah. Well, hey, everybody, we're here at the end. Thank you so much. It's Monday Insane Day. I used to say Monday Fun Day, but it's Monday Insane Day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for sharing this audio podcast. Please, if you hadn't already, please follow this podcast. We come Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Central. We bring you information that we can't say on the socialist media platforms. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central.
Yep.
God bless. Take care.